From Spark and Anvil and Ratio Realm, this is Kiel, the Constant Keeper, in Chapter 1 of the Ratio Realm cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Kiel grew up on boats, and he learned to trust the one part of a ship that never changes while everything else pitches and rolls. His family were boatwrights on the estuary below the town of Trestle, and Kiel was raised among half-built hulls. A ship, his father taught him, is a chaos of moving parts, sails that fill and slacken, oars that dip and rise, a deck that heaves in every swell. But down the center of every hull runs the keel, one long, straight, unmoving timber, the spine the whole ship is built around. The keel does not pitch or roll. Everything else moves relative to it. Find the keel, his father said, and you understand the ship. The keel is the thing that stays. Kiel, whose given name was Trestle, the same as the town, though he had been called Kiel since he was 10, grew up looking in everything for the part that stays. And when he was older and first met arithmetic through a scholar who lodged at the boatyard, he found it there too. He was shown a table, buckets of tar and the coins they cost. 1 bucket, 3 coins. 2 buckets, 6 coins. 3 buckets, 9 coins. The numbers all changed, buckets rising, coins rising, and Kiel, who had spent his life hunting the steady timber, asked, "What stays?"
He divided coins by buckets. 3 coins for 1 bucket, 3. 6 coins for 2 buckets, 3. 9 for 3, 3. The answer was always 3. Behind the whole shifting table lay one number that never moved, 3 coins for every single bucket, and that steady number was the relationship. Multiply any number of buckets by 3, and you have the cost. The buckets changed, and the coins changed, but the 3 held them together like a keel. He had found, without knowing its name, the constant of proportionality, the fixed multiplier that ties 2 changing quantities. It was the same discovery he had made about ships as a boy, that in any moving system, the thing worth finding is the part that stays the same, because everything else can be understood in terms of it.
A ship buyer from the Ratio Realm Academy came to Trestle for a fishing boat and found Kiel, grown now, showing an apprentice how to read a price table by hunting the number that did not change. "You are finding the constant of proportionality," the buyer said, "the single multiplier behind a proportional relationship. Our students memorize y equals k times x without ever feeling what the k is. You found it by dividing in a boatyard without being told." Kiel had never left the estuary, but he liked the thought of children learning to find the steady thing inside a shifting one. He has taught the constant of proportionality for 6 years.
In his classroom, Kiel keeps a table chalked on the wall, baskets of fish against coins earned. 2 baskets, 10 coins. 4 baskets, 20. 6 baskets, 30. He begins the same way each year. "Everything here changes," he says. "Baskets go up, coins go up, but something stays. Find it." The children stare. Kiel gives them the boatwright's move. Divide. Coins by baskets. 10 by 2, 5. 20 by 4, 5. 30 by 6, 5. The children see it, the steady 5. 5 coins for every basket, standing unmoving behind the whole changing table. "That is the constant," says Kiel. "It is the keel of the relationship. Once you have it, you own the whole table. Any number of baskets, times 5, is the coins. You never need the table again. You need the 5. Then he writes it as the scholars do. Coins equals 5 times baskets. And the children see that the little letter standing in for 5 is just the steady number, dressed up.
A girl named Isla stayed after, looking at the chalked 5, and said the thing that struck her was quieter than the arithmetic, that under a whole mess of changing numbers,
there could be one steady thing, and once you found it, the mess stopped being frightening. Kiel sat down beside her on the low bench. He said that was the truest thing the boatyard ever taught him, and that it went far past tables of fish. When everything is moving, the deck, the sails, the weather, you find the keel, the part that stays, and you steer by it, he said. It is the same with a confusing table, and it is the same, sometimes, with a confusing life. Find the one thing that holds steady, and everything else settles into place around it. Isla looked at the unmoving five behind all those shifting numbers and felt the specific relief of finding solid ground in a moving world, the calm of a steady thing to steer by. Kiel is steady, quiet, and cannot look at a set of changing numbers without dividing to find the one that stays. He still returns to trestle at the launching season, and he still lays his hand on the keel timber of every new hull before it takes the water. And he still, he says, trust the part that does not move.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Kiel, the Constant Keeper. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.